You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Nanomouse. I'm doing another podcast here. I'm going to do a review and a walkthrough of an app called Audio Memos. This is something that a few people have been asking me, so I've been wanting to do this for quite some time, and I just go ahead and just finally get it out there for you. And for those people that are interested in doing any type of podcasting, now you probably just heard one of my recent podcasts on Just Press Record, and that app is perfect for anything for interviews and one-on-one discussion that you want transcription. However, what it's not good for is for podcasting like what I do with AppleViz when I do a walkthrough and a review of an app. Plus, we want to pick up those apps, sounds, and background, and all of those things. So I'm going to introduce you Audio Memos. Why Audio Memos? I tell you, there are a dozen of these type of recorders. Everybody will have their own preferred apps that they want to use for recording, and that's great. One of the reasons I picked Audio Memo, for one, is, of course, it's pretty simple. Two, it's very low price. Just for the basic stuff, it is a big whopping 99 cents in the store. There are better recorders out there, but they're going to cost you money. And it just really depends if you're just going to be doing this as an amateur or a beginner, or even if you're an expert and you just don't want to put a whole lot of money out there. This is not a bad app. I like it for a couple of reasons, and one of those is the price. And the other thing is that I look for recording in lossless. What does that mean? Well, when you record things, you record it. And sometimes, if you may heard of MP3s or M4As, those are compressed. And what that means is that it's compressing the audio. And when we do podcasting, we wanted to make it lossless. That means there's no compression. It's pure, raw audio. Yes, the file size will get very large, but when it comes to editing in it and getting the sound quality out of it, it's your one-on-one lossless. And so this offers lossless. It offers a couple other cool things for being such a cheap app. It does have quite a few in-app purchases if you want to buy, but I have not purchased any of them just simply because there were nothing I needed. Back in the days, I used to use a digital recorder, and I did that for a while, and then I started using Audio Memo, and that was the app that I used for quite a while until I forked out some money to get this mixer board, and it just sounds a little better. But really, I will always take podcasts on AppleViz if the content is good and the audio is good too. Okay. All right, so let's show you what Audio Memo is like. This is going to be a twofold podcast. One is going to cover the app itself, and then two, I'm going to do a little demonstration what you could do with Audio Memo, just using Audio Memo and how to use that. Okay. All right, so without further ado, let's go to Audio Memo and bring it up.
Audio Memos. Okay. Double tap to open. Actions available. Audio Memos. Add button.
Okay. There are four corners you need to think about when you first open up Audio Memo. The top left is the add.
Add button.
Okay. Top right.
Edit button.
Edit. Bottom left.
Settings button.
Settings. Bottom right.
Info button.
Info. Let's go to the info first and get that out of the way. You go to info.
Info. Info. Heading.
All right. And you just swipe to the right.
Done. Button.
There's a done button. That's at the top right. And as we go in here, there's a few things you need to note.
Audio Memos V4, 8, 1 by, heading.
Mm-hmm.
Insert.
All right.
Browse and by extensions. Button.
Now, you can browse and buy extensions. This is the in-app purchases I was talking about. If you really want to take advantage of it, it offers quite a few things in here. Let me show you some of the things.
Restore button.
All right. You can restore what you purchase.
Extensions. Heading.
As I go to the right.
Done. Button.
There's the done at the top right.
Adjustable speed 99 cents. Button.
So if you need adjustable speed, you can buy that.
Alerts 99 cents. Button.
Mm-hmm.
All extensions $9.99. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Compress $1.99. Button.
If you want compression, you do want MP3 and all that stuff, you can get that. You'll have to purchase that.
Insert audio $4.99. Button. Multiple selection 99 cents. Button. Pictures 99 cents. Button. Position markers 99 cents. Search 99 cents. Button. Send. Button. Send by email 99 cents. Button. Tags 99 cents. Button. Trim. Button. Voice activation 99 cents. Button. Voice activation 99 cents. Button.
And that is all the packages you can buy. So obviously, if you're going to be gung-ho about it, you can do a lot with this. Obviously, there's a lot of trimming, marking. That is for editing the audio itself. So if you really wanted to edit your own audios and stuff like that, you can buy these packages to do that. You heard all the different various ways. You can buy the whole thing for $9.99 or just various things for 99 cents and up. It just depends what you want. But again, my demonstration doesn't have any of those. So I'm going to go back up to the top right.
Done. Button.
Double tap that.
Browse and buy extensions. Button.
So those are the in-app purchases. I want to get that out of the way.
Help. Button.
And obviously, if you have any, if you need help with figuring out all the menus and what certain things mean, definitely check this out. The help is pretty thorough. I do like how they did it, and everything makes a lot of good sense when I read that.
Progresses. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Rate this application. Button. Recommend this app. Button. Like us on Facebook. Button. Follow us on Twitter. Button. Other apps by Imissert. Button. Privacy policy. Button. Legal. Button.
So you have all these options in here, but there's one more thing I want to show you, and this is pretty cool item that I like to use. If you like to take your files that you recorded, obviously you have several options I'm going to be showing you. You can put that in your iCloud, or you can put it in Dropbox, or you can copy it to other app. We can also do this by Wi-Fi. In other words, if I were to go to my computer and bring up, let's just say if I'm on Microsoft Windows, for example, you would go to Internet Explorer, or if you're on the Mac, you will bring up a Safari, and right below this legal is an address.
192.168.1.191.8080.
Okay. That is the IP address that I can use to access my phone or your device, and it will show up on your computer the recordings you have, and you can download that file onto your computer. So that is a pretty cool little feature there. It says 8080 at the very end. That means my address here is 192.168.1. This is what you type into the address. Let's see what the last three digits here is.
192.168.1.191.8080.
191. So 192.168.1.190, I forgot, 192, whatever it was. Then do a colon 8080. And then you hit enter on your internet or your Safari, and I'll bring that up as a web page, and you can download the file. That is a nice feature to have, which I like, and I've used in the past, but now I use Dropbox. But nonetheless, if you don't want to use a cloud services, you can just do it directly to your computer. So let's go to the top right and get out of this info.
Insert. Done.
Done.
Add button.
All right. Now, at the bottom left is our settings.
Settings. Button.
We definitely want to check into that. I'm going to explain a few things, what you do want to touch and don't touch. All right, go ahead and double tap in here.
Settings. Heading.
And as you go to the right.
Done. Button.
There's the done button at the top right. And if you go to the right.
Audio. Heading.
All right, so we're going to get to the audio settings.
Amplification. 0%. Adjustable.
Amplification.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I really wouldn't touch this. I wouldn't recommend it. It just boosts your gain. but when you boost a gain, you're going to pick up a lot more background noises. So I just leave that alone. Go to the right.
Auto normalize. Switch button on.
Definitely
to toggle setting.
Turn this on. That means when the recording's done, it's going to normalize all the voices together to try to give it a balance. So I always keep that on.
Audio filters. Switch button on.
Okay.
Double tap the toggle setting.
By default, this is turned on. I would love to be able to turn this off. However, in order to be able to record the way I wanted to with voiceover with the apps, and you want it to be heard during the recording, leave this on. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself in some trouble, and all the sounds is going to come out to the earpiece, and you're not going to be able to pick up everything and hear everything. Okay, so you have to keep that on.
Use Bluetooth mic. Switch button off.
Obviously,
double tap the toggle setting.
If you, yes, you can buy Bluetooth microphones or a special microphone to make the quality even better, and you can plug it into your device and use it. But in this case, we're not going to worry about that. I don't have any of that. So for your case, you probably won't use that either. So just turn that off.
Use only internal hardware. Switch button off.
I
double tap the toggle setting.
Normally would turn this on, but I'll just leave it alone because since you're not plugging into anything, you're just going to use the iPhone as your microphone. And remember, the microphone is towards the bottom of your phone, so when you talk during a podcast or whatever not, or do your recording, you need to make sure that the bottom of the phone is being directed to your mouth or near your mouth, or if you're recording something else, make sure that's pointed towards you.
Vibrate when recording. Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now, this by default, this is turned off. I like using this. It just kind of gives me a little subtle haptic feedback to know that it started. I just turn this on.
Record sound from other apps. Switch button on.
Bingo.
Double tap to toggle setting.
This is a big one. You need to turn that on if you're going to want other apps to be heard by the recording. If you don't, what's going to happen is that when you get into apps, it's just going to shut off or pause the recording. And if you don't have it on during, like, say, let's just got a game you want to show and it has sounds, you are going to be paused and it's going to pause for you. Otherwise, you need to turn this on so that way you can hear some of the sounds and things like that. Now, I will put a little catch 22 in there. No, not every app is going to be able to be picked up in a podcast using audio memos. However, I know any of the blindfold games, the Blind Gladiator, for example, or anything like that, it will work just fine. Now, what doesn't work is certain audio, a certain music, or something that's going to take over your microphone. Obviously, those are not going to work because you're using the microphone for the audio memo. So you got to remember that most apps should work. Other apps may not work. So in this case, I want to turn this on.
At end of memo. Stop button.
So at the end of the memo, what do you want it to do? In this case, by default, it just stops. You can double tap this and you got other options like to play it back once, or you can do, there are some other options in there, but I just wanted to stop. The other options is to play it back or go to the next memo and listen to it.
New memo default settings, heading.
Okay.
Name, $Y, $M, $D, $H, $M, text field.
That is.
Double tap to edit. Swipe up more down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
That is how it's going to save the file name. And you can go to the tutorial to figure out how to change that. I don't mess with it. I just go ahead and use the default, and then I just change it when it gets to my computer or whatever. And you can change the name later on the audio memo, which I will show you.
Stereo. Switch button. Off.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Yes, it says stereo. No, you can't use stereo when you do your iPhone. If you're using your iPhone, there is no stereo microphone. It will be mono. This is for any microphones that you attach to the iPhone that will take advantage of stereo. You can turn that on, okay?
Quality, 100%.
All right.
Swipe right now, one finger to adjust the value.
By default, it's zero. I turned it up to 100. That means I want the highest quality bit rate you got for me, okay? So I turn that on, and that up to 100%.
Auto compress. Switch button off.
I turn toggle setting. Any compression off because I want everything lossless, as I mentioned before. As soon as you get out of a recording and hit done, it will start automatically compressing everything. And if you don't want the compression, you need to turn that off. If you want the compression to be automatically compressed, you can go ahead and turn this on.
Auto send to. No. Button.
Now, you have to pay for some of this service, like to email it to yourself. However, you can use this to auto send to other services like Dropbox. So to do that, and if you want to do that, you just double tap here.
Auto send to. Cancel. Button.
And go to the right.
Auto send to. Heading. Selected. Email. Button.
Right now, it got email.
Server. Button.
There's a server button.
To. Button. Subject.
Dollar sign. And that is button. All the information there. But let's go back up to the server.
To. Button. Server. Button.
Double tap that.
Selected. Server.
All right. Go to the right.
Add server. Button.
Now you got to add a server. Double tap that.
Selected. Cancel. Button.
And then you're going to see the server.
Server. Heading.
In this case, we're going to see Dropbox.
Done. Button. Description. Dropbox. Text field. Type. Dropbox. Button. Folder. Text field.
So this is all the Dropbox information.
Custom action. Then double tap to activate.
You have to fill out all the information to get to Dropbox onto this. I'm not going to show you all this, but it's just typically what you need to do is go down to user.
Username. Text field.
And put your username in there. And to the right of this.
Link account.
It's a link account. You have to have Dropbox app installed on your device. And once you do that, you can link it up to Dropbox. You just double tap that and it'll link it and pair it up. And then if you want to send all your recording automatically to Dropbox, you can do that. So that is an option that you can do. All right. I don't do that. I just want to be able to record, listen to it, and then when I'm ready, I'll send it to Dropbox myself and I'll show you how to do that. Now let's go back out.
Cancel. Button.
Top left is cancel.
Add server. Button.
And
settings. Back button.
Back.
Setting. Swipe up. Add end of memo. Stop. Button. New memo default settings. Heading. Name. Stereo. Switch button. Quality. 100. Auto compress. Auto send to. No.
All right.
Button.
There's the auto send, so I have that off.
Auto split. No. Button.
Auto split. If you're trying to send yourself an email, I'm not sure why, but you can. But obviously, that's an in-app purchase if you want to send it by email. And the split, what it does is that if your file is really huge, and obviously it will bounce if you use email. So it'll split your file up in so many pieces. So you can say, I want it all in this X number of pieces. And then later, you can just put them all together if you want. It's kind of get messy, but I don't even bother with this, so I'm just letting you know what that's for.
Sort memos by display. Heading.
Obviously, you sort the memos.
Sort memos by date. Blackout. Display sleep. After delay. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Show tips. Switch button. Off.
I have this off. I don't want the tips to be showing up.
Controls and control center. Switch button. On.
Okay, this is control center if you want that. I don't use the control center to use the media. I'll just go ahead and turn that off. I suppose it's easier if you want to get to the control center to swipe up to stop it, I suppose, but you can do that.
Invert record play. Switch button. Off.
That.
Double tap to toggle setting.
When you are looking at the controls on the bottom, when you go look at a memo that you recorded, you can swap out the buttons at the bottom row. That's all it does. I just leave it alone.
Record on app startup. Switch button. Off.
Yes, you can do record on startup. That's kind of a cool deal. If you want to do that, cool. I want to have more control, so I'll keep that off.
Higher data protection. Switch button. Off.
That's a little complicated. That's if you want to protect your memo being heard. So when your phone is off or locked, that nobody can get to your media control and play it. Play your memos if you have anything loaded.
Add record icon to home screen. Button.
Yes, you can add this to the icon to your home screen if you want.
Delete memo when sent. Never. Button.
Yeah, self-explanatory there.
Trash can. Button.
Trash can. Every time you record a memo and delete a memo, if the trash can is on, it's going to put all your file into your trash can. The one thing I go ahead and double tap this and turn it off.
Settings. Back button.
Go to the right.
Trash can. Heading. Use trash can. Switch button. Off.
So
double tap to toggle setting.
Yours should be. I go ahead and just double tap off. I don't want my memos going to the trash can. Once it's deleted, it's deleted. The reason I say that because if you ever want to empty your trash can, you have to go through the settings, go all the way down here to this trash, and then you come to the right.
Empty button.
Right now it's empty. That's because I don't want to use it. Now, if you delete any of your memos, all your deleted memos shows up in here. And then you have to remove it yourself. So it's like a recycle bin. You have to empty the trash can. Otherwise, the files that you store on here is just going to get, it's going to start bloating. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're trying to figure out where all those, my files, why is the space on my phone getting depleted? And if you do a lot of memos, you might want to check this and empty it. So for me, not have to worry about it and think about it, I just leave it turned off so none of the stuff goes into the trash can. All right.
Settings. Back button.
That is why I turned it off.
Button. iCloud. No. Button. Lock code. No.
Let's go back out.
Application. Heading. Password. Secure. Hold username. On. Text. Require password. Enabled. Switch button. File server. Heading. Invert record play. Controls and control center. Show tips. Switch button.
Okay, there we are.
Controls and control center. Invert record play. Switch button. File server. Heading.
Now we're getting to the file server area. This is where you want to do the Wi-Fi. If you're using Wi-Fi and you want to use it, you got to turn this on so you can connect through your device by giving it a username and a password.
Enabled. Switch button. Off.
So you got
to
turn that
Double
on.
Tap to toggle. Require password. Switch button.
And
off.
If you wanted to require a password, you can turn that on.
Username. Text field.
And there's your username.
Password.
And
secure.
A password.
Application. Heading.
All right. Now we'll get to the application.
Lock code. No. Button.
Lock code. If you want to protect your memos from being open from anybody, you can turn this on. You can say, I want to use a Touch ID, whatever, have not. Or you can assign a passcode to get into audio memo. I just turn and leave this off.
iCloud. No. Button.
You want the iCloud service. You want to put, this will sync all the files that you record as a memo onto iCloud automatically.
Record on app startup. Switch button.
And off. Then we get to the back where
Double
we were here.
Setting. Higher data protection. Switch. Add record icon to home screen. Delete memo when sent. Trash can. Button.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that trash can.
Usage feedback. Switch button. On.
I don't.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I just turn that off. I'm not going to do any feedback.
Reset other settings. Button. Version 4. 8. 1.
Mm-hmm.
Version 4.
And
8,
that is
1.
It. So, that's pretty much the settings. So, we're going to get out of here. Top right is done.
49% battery. Done. Button.
There we go.
Done. Add.
All right. Now, the rest of the screen. Top left.
Add.
Button. Add. That is how you add a memo. I'm going to show you. If you double tap that.
Add. Alert. Create a new memo. Button.
Just create a new memo. If you want to create a new memo, you can do that. Now, before I do that, you go to the right.
Import from music. Button.
You can import from music and one to the right.
Import from trash can. Button.
And you can import back from your trash. So if you deleted something from the trash, you want to get it back out, you can get it back. Obviously, in my case, my trash can will always be empty, so there's nothing in there. I believe it's a paid service for
import from music.
Import from music, so that's not going to be any use for you.
Create a new memo.
So in this case, we just go to create a new memo, so you just double tap that.
Cancel.
All right.
Button.
Now.
Cancel. Button.
Top left is cancel. And I'm going to go to the right.
Memo. Heading. Done. Button.
Done is at the top right. This is where you start your recording and different various information can be found here. So as I go to the right.
2017, 11, 16, 8, 44. Text field.
Remember that odd file name that it does? But you hear it's a text field. Yes, so you can double tap here and assign it with a different name that you want. So you can rename it if you want right there.
Quality, 100%. Adjustable.
There's that
Swipe
quality.
Up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I always keep it at 100%.
Sent. Switch button. Off.
You don't
double
want
to
automatically send anything, so I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to have that to off.
iPhone microphone.
It's telling me that it's going to use the iPhone microphone, so this way you can tell if your microphone is working, as in if you have a Bluetooth microphone or a lightning cord microphone. It'll tell you what device is using.
Zero.
obviously, this is going to be the beginning and ending, how long it is and things like that.
Record button.
And then there's a record button. The easy way to find the record button is at the bottom left.
Record
is button. A record button. And then the bottom right.
Play.
Dim. Is a play button. So whenever you're ready.
Record button.
You just double tap on record. And then you start your recording. And there is a pause button that will show up right where the record button is. So you just double tap on the pause when you're done. And then if you like what you hear, you can just go ahead and
play.
Dimmed. Play button. Back what you hear. And then at the top right.
Done. Button.
You can say done. And then it will save your memo. I'm not going to do that because that's going to be the second fold of this podcast, but I'm going to keep going here so I can show you some more things that you should know about audio memo. So let's get out of here.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Button. Cancel. Add. Button.
All right. Now, the top right.
49% battery. Filter. Dimmed.
Is.
Button. Filter. Dimmed. Button.
Where is that?
Edit.
Button. There's the edit button. I'll explain that in a few minutes. It only occurs in one area why that would be important. So I'm going to go to the right.
Search. Search field, filter, dimmed, button.
You can
use the
filter
to access memos
and search things that. So if you have lots of memos, you can do a search or filter.
2017, 11, 16, 8, 10, November 16th, 2017 at 8, 10 p.m., 3, 26, 17.
All right. So here is a recording that I did with audio memo earlier before I did this podcast. So you can hear it for yourself what it sounds like. But when I swipe one more to the right,
show details for 2007.
You can see this details. And I want to go ahead in here before I play this portion. Go ahead into more details.
Audio memos. Back button.
You can do quite a few things in here, which is kind of cool. This is where you can send things. So you can send this file off to Dropbox, whatever, have not. But there's a couple other things I want to show you. So as you go to the right.
Memo. Heading. Edit. Button.
There's the edit button I was telling you at the top right. I'll get back to that in a minute.
2017, 11, 16, 8, 10. Button.
All right, so there's the button for that.
Date, November 16th, 2017.
Date.
Quality, 100%. Dimmed.
So tell me it was recorded at 100%.
Stereo, dimmed. Switch button.
And the stereo should be turned off.
Format, WAV button.
Now, did you hear that it says WAV? That is a lossless format. Now, you can double tap there.
Cancel button. Copy. Heading.
And I can go to the right.
Done button.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of things in here, but I'm looking for the format.
Select portion, head, play slash pause, left, zero, right.
This
three.
Is all the editing portion. So this is how you edit an audio. So you can put your markers in where you want to put, cut it out, extract it. You can do all sorts of things. But again, to take advantage of that, you'll have to get the in-app purchase. All I'm looking for is the format.
Markers, selected, left, right, button, previous marker, next marker, button, selected, extract, button, exclude, button, quality. 100%. Selected. WAV button.
Okay. There's the WAV button. So there's WAV.
M4A button.
And then there's the M4A. So those are the only two that come with it. I believe you can get the compression. You'll have to double check. I think it will do MP3 if you really need MP3. Otherwise, I stick with the WAV. And so I'm going to put that there.
Done. Button.
I'm going to say
cancel.
Cancel button. Top left.
Format. WAV button.
So that's the format. And there's one more thing I'm going to show you.
Sent. Switch button. Off. Amplificate. 1%. Delete. Button.
There is the delete. So if you want to delete this file, you can do it here. Or you can also do it on the screen when you saw the memos. You just use your flick up and there should be a delete option.
Refactor. Button.
Refactor. This is kind of a cool deal. If you want to recode something, so I do want to do this in lossless now, I can say I want to refactor it. I want it to reduce the file size, and I do want to use M4A. It's going to look identical to what I just showed you a couple of minutes ago in format. But this refactor will actually recode it for you, which is really cool. I've done it with a couple other files that I had from other apps, and I moved it into here, and I refactored it down and lowered the quality. You can do that, so you can lower the standards. But in this podcast, I'm not going to show you all that, but there's so many rich feature in here, it can get very lengthy and very in-depth. So I'm trying to stick to the basic, and for what most people would use it for. So I would just leave that alone. All right. Now, when you're in this screen at the bottom left,
send button.
It's a send button. Bottom right,
play button.
It's a play button. So you can hear, you can go listen to the memo you just recorded. You can just play. Or I can go to this
send
button. Send. I want to double tap this.
Cancel button.
All right. Now go to the right.
Send heading email button.
All right. If you want to send it by email, obviously that's an in-app purchase. And you're going to have to, I wouldn't recommend it. Go to the right.
Server button.
Server is something you want to look at. Okay.
Selected more button.
That is what I want to do. I want to select the more button.
Selected more.
Okay. Now I'm going to the right.
Yeah.
It got apps.
Add to home screen.
Or add to the home screen. So I want to go to the apps.
Yeah.
And you double tap there.
AirDrop
and this
recipient.
Is where you're going
no
to see
image.
All the things you
when
can
an AirDrop,
do.
AirDrop recipient. No one. AirDrop. Add to notes. Music. Button. Copy to blind square. Button. Copy to Dropbox. Button.
And that's what you can do. You can copy the Dropbox from here, or you can copy it to OneDrive, Google Drive, whatever you got and you want to use. That is how you can move it to those apps. Obviously, you have to have the Dropbox app and you can just move it. So that's how I do it. I just copy it over to the Dropbox and just save it in there. But I want to show you that you could do it from here. Okay? Now let's get out of here.
AirDrop recipient. No one found yet.
Okay.
App. Send. Heading.
All right. So.
Email. Button.
There's an email.
Server. Button.
If you have server already installed, as I showed you in settings, yes, you can do this in Dropbox. You double tap and hit
selected.
Servers.
Server.
And Dropbox should be in here.
More. Button.
But I don't have that listed here.
Add server. Button.
You can add a server here as well. So you can add the services that you want. So if you want Google Drive, OneDrive, or Dropbox, this is where you can add it as well. So there's two ways of doing that. So there's two ways of sending a file to Dropbox in this example that I'm showing you. Okay, so we'll get out of this.
Send. Heading. Done. Button.
Okay.
Edit.
Now.
Cancel. Button.
Let's get out of here.
Audio memos. Back button.
All right. So, let's go back to the main.
Add button. Add button.
Go back
search,
to the file.
Search field. Filter. Dim. 2017:11.
Now, as I mentioned before, if you want to delete it, you can swipe up.
Delete.
And there's that delete thing.
Activate.
If
default.
You activate this, it'll start the memo itself, so you can hear it for yourself and what it sounds like, or as we were just at.
Show details for 2000.
Show the details. So that is pretty much all the audio memo stuff that you need to know. I'm going to go ahead and play this next file. And what this file contains is what I did and what it sounds like when I use audio memo. And I was going to show you a couple of demonstration of a couple of apps that I use. And so you can hear for yourself the quality and what it sounds like, and a couple of advice and tips for you. So I'm going to stand back here and be quiet, and then I'll let you listen to it.
2017.
All right. And after this is done, I'll come back to you and we'll wrap this podcast up.
2017:11. Pause.
Okay, as promised, this is the unedited version, and obviously you will hear the voiceover come on as I do recording. That's normal, and that's typical. That's going to be something that some people will be able to take this audio and just splice it out and delete that portion out. Other people won't. So if you're submitting a podcast to AppleViz, for example, you don't have to worry about that. We just simply ask you do a pause before you do the recording. So you hit the record button. And then I want you to go to the app that you want, for example. I'm going to go ahead and get out of this and go to my homepage here.
Dice World. Double Weather Office. Overcast.
So let's just say I'm going to demonstrate Weather Office, for example. I'm going to put it on pause here. I'm just going to, not pause it, but I'm just going to say 3, 2, 1. And that way you can, that will tell an editor to chop it. And then I'll start off here.
Weather Office. Double tap to open.
As
actions
you would
available.
Do, as normally, you just double tap to open.
Weather Office, site, back button.
Mm-hmm. Go to the right.
Lee Summit, 64,081, MO, heading.
Uh-huh.
Radar, button. Current conditions, overcast, 46 degrees, feels like 40 degrees. Pressure 1017.3 millibars, falling, 2.31 degrees.
Okay, so that gives you an example of Weather Office. Now, I do have a game already loaded up. Let's see what it sounds like if we were just going to record a game, so I can show you that it does work with audio as well. So let's go to my app switcher.
App switcher. Audio memos. Blindfold hearts. Active.
Blindfold hearts. Blindfold hearts. Blindfold hearts. To learn how to play, tap the help button.
Okay.
Resume. Button. Hearts. 3 selected. Hearts. 4 players.
Let's do that one.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with 3 fingers. Starting hearts. 4 players. Dealing your cards. Dealing David's cards. Dealing Michael's cards. Dealing Scott's cards. You have 13 cards. 4 of hearts. 6 of hearts.
Okay. So I'm out of here. So when you're done, do the same thing. Just do a pause and then just say cut, and then we'll slice that out. But I want to give you a demonstration, but also always keep in mind that you want to make sure your voice is even with the app noise or the voiceover voice. So you want to keep it even because you don't want to be such a discrepancy there. But the normalizer should help that. But still, it doesn't hurt to try to figure out not to have it too distorted. Your voiceover, you don't want it too high. You want it real low. And then I am about 12 inches from my phone when I'm talking to the phone. I'm at a desk. So you don't want to move around and brush against the microphone, because the microphone is at the bottom. So if we just go down there and just go like this, you're going to pick that up. We don't want that. So let's go back to audio memo, and that's when you cut it off.
App switcher. Blindfold. Weather office. Audio memos. Mm-hmm. Active. Audio memos. Audio memos.
Okay, and then you go to the bottom left, as I mentioned before, and the in the review before, you go to pause. And then we'll just pause it.
Okay. So that is the podcast using audio memo. So that is straight from audio memo, how it sounds. And I'll be honest, the quality sounds pretty good. The iPhone microphone is pretty exceptional, and I'm really happy with that. Obviously, you don't want any background noise or anything like that, but audio memo will pick up some things in the background. But regardless, it did a pretty decent job. That's how I used to be able to do it with the audio memo. Once you pause it, that is where you can replay it. Remember, at the bottom right was the play, and then the bottom left was the record. And then at the top right is done. Now, I didn't do it, but if you did the edit, I'm going to go back here. I'm going to show you something. All right.
Search field. Filter. 2017. Show details for 2017.
Go to show details.
6 audio memos.
Yes. And when you hit the top right.
Edit.
Guess what? When you go into edit, you can go back
record
and record on top of it, and it will just keep recording. So there are some pretty cool features. There's a lot of bells and whistles in this, and it's just too much for me to be able to go through it thoroughly. I hope that this podcast is going to help a lot of you out there that have been wanting to do a podcast for AppleViz, but you just didn't have the device, or it's just things just didn't sound right. I know sometimes I used to try to use my computer as a recorder, but the problem is the fan on the computer always gets picked up. I don't know why, but I got a pretty loud computer, so I had to not use it anymore. My digital recorder was pretty decent. It just got to be a pain to have to keep plugging in to keep swiping back and forth and get the flash drive. I just wanted to use my iPhone as a recorder, and so I was able to use the audio memo. So the basic, in a nutshell, I was hoping that this podcast will help all those that would like to submit a podcast to us in the future. If you ever want to do it, or for another site, or for your own, whatever it is, I just hope that I helped you enough, and then it gives you enough information about audio memo so you can get that kind of, just get out there and try to find some apps you want to review and podcast it on your own. This is kind of a fun hobby of mine. I love doing these apps review, and I think once you start to do it, of course, it's going to be awesome experience. I love doing this. Anyway, that is audio memo in a nutshell. And my name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, guys, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.